There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It is Dukes and Bell. So what happened today? Or did this play out exactly like the Falcons wanted it to? Meaning, hey, we worked the phones, but we didn't find the deal we wanted. Let's talk to Joe Patrick. He covers the Falcons for us here on a daily basis and is up there at Flyer Branch every single day. And Joe, what's your assessment on what potentially went down today? Were they close? Do you think they were close? Or do you think that, hey, the deals just didn't fall into place they want, the way they want it?
Yeah, I think that they were probably close, guys. I think that they were pretty clearly in some pretty intense discussions with teams around the league. And the reason I say that is because of the reporting that we saw, you know, dating back to kind of the end of last week, really, where you had very reputable reporters saying that they expected the Falcons to make a move. And they don't report that just because they know that the Falcons need a pass rusher. Like, they report that stuff because they've had conversations with people. And so that just led me to believe that there was genuine interest from the Falcons and some of these players that we were hearing about around the league that were potentially available. But to me, when I saw the news come across that Azeez Ojulari was going to be staying, and I think that that kind of came across the wire, you know, an hour or so before the deadline crossed, that to me kind of signaled that it was probably over. It seemed to me like he was the one that they wanted, but, you know, you could see that the reporting out there was that they were holding out for a pick that I don't think the Falcons really had or were willing to give away because they are missing picks. And I do think that the fact that they were not able to come to a deal today to get a rusher, you can draw a straight line to the tampering sanctions that eliminated a pick. Because I think, I really truly think if they have that fifth round pick, it makes it a lot easier, guys, to then be able to like value match with trade partners. And also just makes it more palatable to be able to give away a pick if you just have that one in your pocket. If they were to have traded, let's say, their fourth rounder this year, then you wouldn't have had a third, fourth, fifth, or sixth round pick. They had 2 7th round picks, but they're actually missing their sixth round pick because of the Van Jefferson trade last year. So, yeah, ultimately, I don't think the Falcons felt like it was kind of in there, worth it for them to go ahead and make a deal.
Yeah, Joe, the thing is, like baseball trades, when we talk to Alex Anthopoulos or Terry, you never know, not that they're fibbing, but you never know what the ask was. Or, you know, we thought maybe you could package Richie Grant? Well, that only works if there's a team looking for a safety, right? I mean, you do have some stock, you know, some pieces you could maybe try to move. Either way, all right, solution's got to be in the building. We did get 3 sacks last week, 2 in a row. But is it going to be able to hold up as we get into some interesting matchups? We're going to see the Washington Commanders, who improved their roster. We may see the you know, the Packers, the Lions in the playoffs, and that's a quarterback. We right now, we'd play the Eagles. They would be coming here. That'd be a rematch of Jalen Hurts. Do we have enough to get those guys on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. Like, you hope to see continued improvement, and you would hope that, you know, this game against the Cowboys can be the start of something, maybe build a confidence builder for some of these guys individually, and maybe, you know, tactically, maybe Jimmy Lake has found a way to incorporate some guys in different ways that is allowing them to have some success. It felt like to me, And I know, obviously, Caden Ellis had a great game. He was given the game ball afterwards, and he, you know, had like the 13 tackles and the sack and, you know, all that good stuff. But it felt to me like they were more aggressive in the way that they used him. So he's just kind of like, that's an example of them taking a guy they already have in-house, but maybe just doing something a little bit differently with him that allows him to be more effective. And I think that, you know, for him in particular, like when you get Troy Anderson back, I think that it really allows them to be a lot more kind of aggressive and just, you know, differ up the way that they use him. But I also think along that defensive line, guys like Arnold Ebikadi, would love to see him get just more opportunities. It's kind of funny because, you know, he was brought in, he was drafted into a team that was playing, you know, a base 3-4, which is what he's best suited for. But then, you know, is kind of shoved into this designated pass rusher role when under Ryan Nielsen's scheme, where he just really didn't fit in that defense. And then yeah, it just feels like I thought we were going to see a lot more of him this year, or he'd at least stand out a little bit more than he has so far this year. And part of that is due to some, you know, other, you know, areas lacking on the defense where he just hasn't had some of those opportunities to rush the passer. But would love to see more from him. And then I think even from the interior guys, I think that there's just different personnel groupings that we haven't really seen them play around with as much that they can go to that can potentially help this team both in the run game and the pass rushing game. But guys like Zach Harrison, you never know with a guy like Brandon Dorlus, although I tend to be one of those people who trust the coaches and saying that if he's not playing, there's probably a reason why. But there's no other options. You know, it's you burn the boats. There's no going back. The only guys we're going with are the guys in this room. So maybe that alone gives them some kind of confidence and some renewed energy to get after the quarterback.
I think you tell me what you think about this. We saw Caden Ellis get a sack this week. Troy Anderson's on his way back with the linebacking crew healthy. Do you use them in more of blitz packages, and more importantly, just, you know, coming off the edge and sending these guys and saying, hey, we can make up the numbers. It's a numbers game, right? Mm. I mean, Joe, at the end of the day, you either have a dude that just can beat everybody, or I outnumber you. That's kind of what the Vikings do, right? I mean, they get pressure not because they have a dominant guy. It's because we're just going to outnumber you. I feel like that might be the strategy moving forward, and we saw a little bit of that against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I totally agree. And with what I was saying about Caden Ellis, and I honestly, I have not gone back and like looked up and see if this actually tracks with the actual numbers. But just from, you know, what I'm seeing, my anecdotal evidence was that Caden Ellis, it seemed like they were getting him up in that mugged up look a lot, where he's kind of like lined up in the A gap, and they were actually bringing him. I feel like they've done it a lot this year where they bring those linebackers up into those gaps, but then they drop off, and you know, and you're just kind of bringing the four. That's kind of been the Raheem Morris, kind of the way that he's coordinated his defenses when he was in LA, which was to, you know, zone drop a lot of even defensive linemen. That's, you know, apparently one of the reasons why they preferred a guy like Matthew Judon to bring in at the beginning of the year, is because I know you don't, you know, you think of him as a pass rusher, which is definitely like kind of what he's known for, but he has the ability more than a lot of other, you know, edges in the NFL to be able to drop off and play in those zone defenses. And I wonder if maybe they need to kind of get away from that a little bit and end up just bringing these guys. Like you talk about, you know, coordinators like Brian Flores, for example, who like he's either going to bring everything or he's going to drop off. But there's not a lot of that in between where you're just kind of, you know, allowing these kind of short yardage gains. And it feels like the Falcons have been the opposite of that this year, where they've been kind of totally solely focused on preventing these explosive plays. But because of that, they're just allowing way too many easy plays. And I know that we get hung up a lot on the sacks, and rightfully so. The pass rush has not been good enough. But I think that if you're able to just even just force more incompletions with pressures, that is going to help this defense so much. I feel like so often, guys, you know, this defense is playing against the quarterback, and you look up and the quarterback has completed like, you know, 19 of 21 passes or something. It's like when you're just kind of getting dinked and dunked like that all the time, you're not creating negative plays or zero yardage plays. And it's really hard to actually force punts and get stops when you're just giving up positive yardage on almost every single play. And so we've definitely, obviously the Falcons defense has been exposed for some of those weaknesses, and it'll just be interesting to see how they continue to adapt. And I think that that's one of the reasons why that Cowboys game was kind of exciting, is because I feel like we got our first glimpse into, you know, how they can evolve over time and become a more effective defense overall.
It's our man, Smoking Joe Patrick, our man with the Falcons up there at headquarters, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's just that, you know, we had the numbers last week. We're one of the worst teams as far as allowing opponents to convert on third down. We know we're dead last in sacks. So, I mean, again, the old Mike Smith argument, get pressure. It doesn't have to be a sack. I mean, just, you know, get the guy off the spot. You know, and we said earlier, we talked with Torrey McElhaney and Wes. Look, I love Braylon Trice's game. I think he could have been everything we needed this year as far as that sort of outside linebacker. Not here. Rukuro-Ro-Ro's out again. He's on IR. So our second and third round draft picks that were designated, just luck of the draw. They got hurt, and that's all she wrote. When is Judon? Carl called him out last week. When does Judon get his together?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that they played him fewer snaps this week, and it felt like the pass rush got better. And then, you know, you wonder if that's partially, like, if he's maybe not in the best shape because apparently, you know, he had this kind of contract situation going on all offseason and in training camp. And so you wonder about, you know, what kind of condition he was in when he came. And it clearly, I mean, he's having the worst year. I haven't looked at his whole career, but it's got to be one of the worst years of his career, just statistically. And ultimately he's not getting the job done. So you got to find somebody else who will. But yeah, that's been a big disappointment. And I would say that it's one of those, it's kind of a totem to put out there to say, it's like, just because you go and trade for a guy does not mean that that player that you bring in is actually going to be effective and really change or improve the defense like you think that he will. The Falcons team, again, is out a third-round pick because they traded away for Matthew Judon, who has not really made the defense much better. So,
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
You hate to see that, and you hope that, you know, maybe he can kind of get things going, and you would think that in a guy who's in a contract year, it would be in his best interest to you know, be at his best physically, mentally, and all the preparation that goes into it. But yeah, there's no other way to put it than other than that he's been a very big disappointment so far this season. I just will say, you know, there's still time. There's still time for him to turn that around. And, you know, it's in these second halves of the seasons that you really see these true championship contenders emerge. We saw it last year with teams like the Lions and obviously even the Falcons when they made that Super Bowl run. It was that second half of the year where they really start to get going and you start to find some things that work for you, whether it's offensively or defensively. And maybe for Judon, it's getting in some better shape, but it is frustrating. And I got to say, guys, just like the get off from him is really poor. It seems to me all the time. It's like, he's just not like bursting off of the snap and kind of getting that jump on offensive tackles. And I know he's not necessarily, he's never been that kind of pass rusher, generally speaking, but it just feels like there's more from him that you can get, but you're not getting it yet. And that's, I think, why it's been most so frustrating for fans to watch him.
Joe, we're going to beat down the Saints, right? I mean, the Saints are a mess right now. We're going to beat the Saints down, right?
I think you got to. Yeah, you got to. I mean, it's a statement game for the Falcons. They got to put their stamp on the Saints. After what happened in that building last year with the way that game ended, I mean, I know the coaching staff and everybody's out there, but, you know, I got to think that those players are still not happy with that. And that's going to be, I think, motivation for them this week going in there facing a team that is they're down bad. The Saints are down bad. And you love to see it around here. Yeah, I just got to say, personally.
Yeah, we said it. Cam Jordan's not doing anything. Carr's, the coaching staff's been meh. They're already talking about all the usual suspects from last year, Carl's coaching carousel for New Orleans. Hey, by the way, Joe, real quick before we cut you loose, I know it's a different sport, but I know you do cover. What do you think, man? Yeah. You give us a puncher's chance against Miami as far as Atlanta United. That was a magical kind of old school 17, 2018, 2019 kind of feeling on Saturday.
Absolutely. I was in there in the building, guys, and it was just so fun to see the excitement, the electricity kind of pop off there at the end with the game-winning goal and then the full-time whistle blowing not long after that. Just great to see that back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I feel like it's been missing so long. Just that juice that we know that this fan base can bring for that team was great to see. And, I give them a puncher's chance going down to Miami. They've won there before already this year. Even in games they've lost, like that game one matchup, you know, they gave them – and pretty much, you know, all they could handle, nearly had a chance to force penalties. And I think that there's every opportunity for this team to force a penalty shootout once again. And at that point, you got a coin flip to go through. So, and I know just from talking to some of the guys, I've been able to sit down and just kind of speak with Saba Lochinitze and some of the other guys personally. And there is a legitimate confidence that runs through these guys. I think that they feel like they've got a mental edge against this Miami team. And they're definitely going to go down to Fort Lauderdale. I think that they can win that game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.